Yeah, I think there's a guy that Deb and I read and listen to a lot called Michael Neal, and now he seems like a really well-rounded guy. But when he was in his teens, he thought about suicide quite a lot, and he would have this suicide thought. And eventually, he got the Samaritans to just take him away and help him with that. And he's since got into life coaching. But what he said now is obviously years have gone by, but he still has the suicide thought, and he just says, "Oh, hello, old friend. Thanks for turning up. What is it that I need to know?" Because it nudges him that something needs changing.
But that's an example of one of these soul parts that we can deal with. We either release it to the light or we can transmute it and allow it to work in his body. So, half an hour with Michael Neal, and I will sort that out for him. Put me in touch.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Because funnily enough, as Nikki will know, this conversation's resonating very, very strongly with me. Two things that came to me is I feel like Gary had a future life flash forward where he knew he was supposed to be doing something important at far too young an age. And so he got the worry that there was something he should be doing. So he's out there frantically trying to find out what it is, not realizing it might not come in for 20 or 30 years. But
Well,
I've had all my life since I was 14 years old, an absolute terror of illness, partly because my father joined the ambulance service when I was 8 years old and I started hearing things at tea time that no 8-year-old child should hear, and my 1-year-old brother was hearing these things as well. So I had no trust in the human body because I knew a little bit, and you know, too little knowledge is dangerous, about the many, many ways that it could go wrong. And then I also realized that being a psychic medium, I was finding it difficult to land in this body thing because I am very, very aware of the other side, and I realize that I always have been, even when I didn't know. But listening to Gary talk and listening to you talk, Tom, I've realized two very important things. I was told many years ago that my job was to get beginners to spiritual thinking, to be very grounded, not to become one of the deeply esoteric people, because beginners need to be brought in a very ordinary, very relaxed, very straightforward manner. And I do realize that all my worries about ill health have been delivering me a very important message that I wouldn't have realized had I not listened to you. And that is, my guide Edward said to me, I said, "You know, should I worry about my hair, my makeup, and my looks?" He said, "Well, try putting on tatty old sweatpants, a ripped t-shirt, covered in paint. Don't do your hair, don't do makeup, and wear grey trainers that were formerly white, and then try standing up on the stage and saying, 'You too can be like me.'" He said, "Everybody will certainly be, you know, aspiring to be you." But I realized that my fears of ill health, one of my responsibilities is to get myself fit and make myself fit so that I can show that spiritual awareness can lead into a better older age. And obviously, I pray I can do that. But I never understood that before listening to you, that as you say, what are you there for? What are you doing? It's telling me, don't worry about the illness, keep fit.
Yeah, I'll even take the words spiritual off the phrase spiritual awareness, just awareness.
Yeah.
Just be aware of
Well, for me, spirit's what you are. Yeah.
if you've got a pain in your body somewhere, it's just telling you that there's something you need to pay attention to. And the body retains memory. I used to have a dodgy knee, and when I was a child, I was in great pain with this knee. And later in life, I found out that it was because if the knee flared up, it's because I wasn't being believed. And it wasn't because my knee was in pain, it's just that I resonated with the not being believed thought. So our minds is where it starts. Our bodies are like the are if you like the measure of what's going on. So if our body's complaining or something, it's because we need to deal with something at the mind level. And that's where the recipes for fresh thinking site came from. The strap line says, change your thoughts, change your mind, change the world. And I can't say it as
Well,
simpler than that.
this is going to sound really corny, but I think a light bulb has just come on. it's just struck me what I worry about more than anything. And it's now I've realized what I worry about, I can probably do something about it. And I worry basically what people think. Instead of just being and being comfortable being me, I constantly worry what people think. Think about what I look like, think about what I'm saying or how I'm acting. Rather than just being comfortable being me, I'm constantly trying to be something else.
Isn't that great? And see, you've just made flavor number five, which is the connection. You've just made the connection, right? And once we're
Wow.
all us, and it took me a long time to come out, inverted commas, as this wizard, as opposed to anything else, you know, a techie, or I hid behind this character called the Bookwright very successfully for 2 or 3 years, and that was just my transition coming out character, who's still active now, but you can engage the Bookwright as a wizard as well, you know. But now I feel very comfortable with it all, and believe me, at 41, I was nowhere near doing any of this stuff at all, right? So 41 to 49 is just a great unfolding time, so you're perfectly poised. Age-wise, it's the time when your third eye is going to connect with the crown, and at 41, I had none of this was in my life plan, Gary. So all I say is that the worry is just there as a seed, so you can have the light bulb moment that there is more that we can do. And I just got to 45, as I said. Well, I thought there's got to be more to life than this, surely. You know, we can't just work till we're 65, retire, play a bit of golf, and then die. And I had no idea any of this stuff was going to unfold. And also, I haven't finished yet. There's more coming. So,
No, it's fascinating stuff. Go on, Deb, sorry.
No,
No,
I'm absolutely fascinated listening. Go on, Nikki.
yeah, no, it's just I've just turned 42, and it's quite funny, isn't it? In Hitchhiker's Guide, they say 42 is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. And if that's when your third eye links with your crown, I just found that quite a light bulb moment, really.
Yeah, on average, every 7 years, one of our chakra centers connects. But what's happening is that's increasing now in speed as we're getting all the crystal children and indigo children, and they're connecting rapidly, which is why they need a lot of support from us right now, to sort of guide them through.
Yeah. So do you want to carry on with Gary's recipe then?
Well, he's done. He's made the connection. He's made the
Ah.
light bulb moment. So that's how quick they work.
Brilliant.
Now
Well,
remember, he
it's kind of giving me, sorry, I was going to say, it's kind of giving me some kind of direction, because I think, and I've always said that there's two types of people on this earth. You've got the victims and the warriors, and you can sit and you can dwell on what you've gone through in your life and play the victim and let it affect you, or you can say to yourself, right, I've gone through that. There must have been a reason I went through that. Now, I've gone on this show, I've gone on our show, our radio show, and I've kind of laid myself bare on many occasions, saying, look, I do this, I feel like that, and hopefully, it someone listening might say to themselves, well, I feel like that, but I'm embarrassed about it. So if somebody else feels like that, then maybe it's okay, you know, and hopefully, every experience that I've had, I can help people who've had a similar experience. So that's the way I'm going to try and look at it from now on.
Absolutely. You've made the connection, Gary. You could be the worry counsellor, and you could go out worrying people till the cows comes home. And actually, by making them worried, you realise how illusory it is, because that worry doesn't exist in the universe. It only exists in the head. And what happens when you worry? You'll then manifest it. So I went on holiday with some friends to South Africa, and one of our friends was really worried that someone was going to clone her credit card. And none of us got our cards cloned, but hers was cloned. So you actually make the more spiritually advanced you get, the quicker you can manifest stuff. So you're running negative thoughts or thoughts that are not too healthy, by God, you'll manifest them. So you're going to start doing this stuff, and to really evolve as a human being, you want to learn to control these thoughts. And having someone like you on the planet that's been there and got the t-shirt that can teach other people, and you can see their worry, you'll start to perceive it in their aura. By God, you're a gift, you know, like we all are.
She's just put me in mind of one of my favourite songs, Baz Luhrmann, Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. There's a line in it that says, you've got to realise that worrying about worrying is the same as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum.
You got it. But when the worry comes up, thank it. Yeah, say thank you.
Wow.
What have you come here to tell me?
No, that's fantastic. Thank you, Tom.
No, thank you, Gary,
That's
for coming on.
really
It's a very brave thing to do.
nice.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
He's
No, you're
absolutely
very
wonderful.
welcome.
He supports us 100%, and he's fantastic.
You
This has
two
been
are fantastic. fantastic. I'm going to get off here and let you guys get on with it. Nice speaking to you guys, and I'll speak to you soon.
Love you to bits, Gary and Sam.
Yeah. Take care, Gary.
Bye.
Bye.
Gary's an amazing guy. He's so courageous, and he really admits who he is, but he's also got that wonderful inquiring mind where he'll try anything to see if it works, you know?
Yeah, brilliant. Love it. Love it.
Nice Free Spirit's saying that the link Nikki's just put up to tomevans.co/downloads, she says that site is blocked. Any idea what's going on, Nikki?
Just go, it's not down, I think it's free-downloads, so just do tomevans.co, www.tomevans.co, and then go to the menu at the top, you'll find free downloads there.
Yeah, it's just the menu, the free download bit is actually it's not linked, but if you go to the menu like Tom says and go down and drop down the menu, the other parts are working.
You're fine. Sorry.
It's just me being my non-technical self.
No, you're right.
That's all right.
You try so hard, darling.
I'm very trying.
We have to finish on the dot of nine, Nikki. Are you aware there's a show after us now?
Yes. Sounds quite cool. I'm trying to find the name of the show.
It's Understand Spirit, Alan Cox. So he's in the chat at the moment. So
fantastic. Well, thank you for supporting us, Alan. I wish I could stay online afterwards to support you. It's much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put a bit on the chat room what your show's about, Alan, and we'll mention it in a second. Well, I've had the most fascinating evening, Nikki. I mean, thank you so much for thinking of Tom.
Well, I just know that when Tom came to Bristol and we got him down to the Witch's Brew, there was a group of, I think it was 10 of us on the night. And at one point, Tom got us all to go into pairs and create a light bulb moment between us. And the things that people came up with was, you know, were just amazing. So, I've read one of Tom's book. I've yet to read the Flavours of Thought. But Tom, I've just got one final question for you. So we're on Wellbeing Month and we've talked about the mind and how to bring things in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just quickly share what you think would be one way that we can empower ourselves to achieve our own optimal health? So what's right for us? We talked a lot about trying to get to perfection last week and how it's, you know, it's only what's perfect for us. What would you say anyone in the chat room could do for creating their own optimum health?
You know, I think it's a great question, Nikki. And just in case we do run out of time, I'll thank you all for trusting me and inviting me down tonight as well. But the thing that works really, really well is absolutely free. We can all do it, but we don't do enough of it. And it's breathing. And I think if you get up every morning and you do nine, and it's very important that it's the number nine diaphragmatic breaths. And if I kind of just walk people through how to do this, if you put your hands on your belly net right now so that your middle finger's touching, and if you breathe in, imagine like a baby's belly, so the fingers go apart, and as you breathe out they then touch again, right? And if you do that nine times every morning, several things are going to happen. First is, and that's if you don't have time to meditate, the first is you'll pump prime your pranic tube, which will actually start to generate and send a signal out to spirit that you're ready to receive. You'll put oxygen into your brain, you'll energize your blood, you'll be healthier, you might even lose a bit of weight, but the essential thing is you'll become luckier and you'll just spot things. So breathing is the simple thing we can all do. It costs nothing. We've got air all around us. If you can do it in fresh air, even better. And if you can walk, even better. And if you can meditate, even better. But if you haven't got time or you don't know how to meditate, and there's some free meditations in that free downloads page I'd like you to all listen to, I just recommend breathing every day at least nine times with a full diaphragmatic breath will really help you.
And do you know what I think is fantastic about that, Tom, is you've taken the emphasis off health, off perfection, off worry, off panic. Just breathe.
Just breathe, yeah. And in groups,
very, very simple.
If you go into a group of three or four people, just breathe in a group and you all get in sync and amazing things happen, because then it multiplies.
Wow. Nikki, we have to try that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that with my group on Tuesday.
Mm.
Yep.
Because it was interesting what you said, Tom, about what is your experience becomes the group experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I run a monthly psychic awareness group, and basically we all come along and try different things. So it can be tea leaf reading or automatic writing, you know, anything the group wants to do, we do. And so far, everyone, every single person that's come to the group has seen auras. And people have said before that they haven't been able to do it anywhere else. But as you, I suppose, if, because I see auras, but also I believe that everybody can see auras, then that's the experience that we have.
It's more subtle than that, Nikki. It's because you can do it. People are being infected by you. So when I see past lives, if I get into the state where I can see past lives, everyone copies it. If I get into the light bulb moment state, everyone gets into the light bulb moment state. And that works across space and time, over Skype, you name it, which is why it's all worked tonight.
Right, guys, we need to draw this to a close, and we have got to have Tom back. I'm sorry, Tom, we're not finished with you.
Thank you so much. It'd be my honour.
If you'd be willing to come back, I think you would make a fantastic guest again later in the year, if you wouldn't mind.
Love
we
to.
Could certainly take this on from here, don't you think, Nikki?
Absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to that next book.
Yeah, me too, yeah. And we'll promote it right, left and centre for you. Thank you so much to Tom for coming on. When I say you've changed my life, you really have. You've given me a light bulb moment.